Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Naked Naturopath. Today I want to talk to you about natural pain management. This was a request that I got from a client a little while ago on Facebook, and I'm sorry it's taken me so long to do it for you, but I had a baby and things got busy there for a while. So I'm back and I'm hoping to answer all of the requests. Bubba Girl is here snoring away and grunting like a dinosaur, so that's what's in the background today. So with natural pain relief, there are so many different herbs that you can use. I thought about writing down some notes for this podcast, and I just thought there's so much I can talk about. I could do it off the top of my head because I use those herbs in my clinic every day. Many of my clients are in some degree of pain, and we have herbs that are anti-inflammatory. We have herbs that are analgesic, so that means that they're pain relieving. And it's really easy to pop some of those herbs, pop a little bit into a mix. What I do is make liquid mixes, so they might have 5, 6, 7 different herbs in there for an array of different symptom relief. And it's really easy to pop a little bit of pain relief or, anti-inflammatory herbs in there to help out. One of the common questions that I get is, can you use those herbs with pain relievers, as in Panadol and Nurofen and stuff like that? Absolutely. It's depending on what herb it is, most are really safe to use with pain relief, natural pain relief and pharmaceutical pain relief. Not only can you use them together, but they will help to reduce the amount of pharmaceutical pain relief that you need by joining together and, creating the same action in the body so that you don't need as much and therefore you have fewer side effects, because pharmaceuticals are great, but we know that the great as in they work really well, but we know that they aren't necessarily great for us long term. So we want to try and reduce our need for them, especially if you're in chronic pain, and we want to try and reduce the amount that we're taking as well. So there's three herbs I want to talk to you about today. The first one is kava. And kava, I've been asked to do a podcast on kava before, so this will actually kind of hit, two birds with one stone, if you like. Kava is a fantastic herb for pain relief. I usually use it for sleep or anxiety, but the reason it works so well for pain relief is because it really, it's what I call a bit of a nerve depressant, so it numbs the nerves. If you've ever had kava, and yes, I'm talking about the stuff that they do drink in Fiji, it's the same plant, but we extract it differently for medicinal uses. What kava does is, if you have it in Fiji, you get really kind of sleepy and it calms you down, and it is great if you are stressed, but the way that we extract it allows the compounds of kava to be stronger. And we know the dose, so we know how much to give for pain relief. And if you've ever taken it, it numbs your tongue. And that's really what it does throughout your whole body. It allows the pain receptors to have a break and switch off. And I've used it successfully with clients to help them come off strong pain relievers such as Endone. It works really, really well for that. Kava is not a sedative, so it's not going to make you tired or drowsy during the day. For some people, in fact, it actually does the opposite. For me, I take kava before I do a talk because it calms my nerves, but it allows me to have clarity. So if you've ever felt that nervous anxiety before a talk where you lose your words, kava works really well for me for that. But my husband uses it before bed, and it helps him sleep really well. For me, if I take it before bed, then I'm pretty wired. I'm thinking about all of the things that I can change in the world, which you don't want to do before bed. So the second herb I will talk about in terms of natural pain relief is turmeric. I don't think you can go past pain relief, anti-inflammatory, especially today. We know that turmeric is very good at this. There's been plenty of research, lots of evidence, and it's a really commonly known herb now in the general public. You can buy it at the supermarket, health food shop, your pharmacy. And what they do with the supplement is extract one of the constituents, one of the active constituents. It's called curcuma, to allow not only a stronger response, so we put that isolated constituent at a high dose to get the pain relief and the anti-inflammatory reliefs, but also if the reason we do that is if we gave you that turmeric at a high dose as a whole herb turmeric, sometimes it can upset the gut. So by doing that, you negate that effect, that side effect. Turmeric is anti-inflammatory. It's fantastic for the liver. It's full of antioxidants. It encourages detoxification. It goes to the area that is needed and brings blood, and it brings healing compounds in the body so that you get instant relief. You can use good quality turmeric supplement in as a replacement for your Nurofen and Panadol. You don't have to, but it is an option. You can take it every day for maintenance to keep that pain level low or non-existent, hopefully. But you can also then take it as you need it. So it's not the kind of herb that you need to take for a week for it to work. It will work when you take it. Lots of people think that herbs don't do that, but with turmeric it is the case. Turmeric is great for sprains, strains, gym, you know, like exercise-induced injuries, things you go see the physio for, whereas kava I would use more for chronic pain and issues with sleeping and pain and stuff like that. And the third herb that I want to talk to you about today is willow, white willow. White willow is actually what aspirin's made out of. So they extracted one of the many ingredients that makes up the plant itself. So with willow, they extracted one of the constituents and isolated it and created aspirin from it. So the pharmaceutical aspirin that you all know and, you know, may love or hate for pain relief. It's in its whole herb form, it does not have the side effects of ulcers and hurting your gut in the way that the isolated aspirin does. It doesn't work the same. So when we look at all the constituents of a herb, what we do know is they buffer each other. There might be 1,000 constituents in white willow. To take one out and isolate it and use it on its own, you know, it means that there's more likelihood of side effects and it may be dangerous, which is why pharmaceuticals work very quickly and effectively, but they often have some list of side effects that may happen. Herbs are a lot safer in their whole herb form, and that's one of the big philosophies behind herbal medicine, is that we use whole herbs in that way. So white willow is just a fantastic, fantastic pain reliever. I have it in, it's one that I just put in people's mixes, just top a little bit up in people's mixes, especially if they're prone to headaches and migraines. It works really well in that way. It is analgesic, so it's pain relieving. It's a little bit anti-inflammatory. That's Callie making all those dinosaur noises. and it does work really well. So I had a client in yesterday who suffers from headaches and migraines. And if we keep white willow in her mix, it just keeps them at bay. And she still gets a couple of headaches, but they don't turn into migraines. And what she then does is just take a couple of my scripted turmeric supplement, which is an isolated one, when those headaches come on, and they clear really quickly. So she doesn't have them as long either. So natural pain relief can be used in many, many different ways. And that's just a few examples that I thought I would, you know, spring off the top of my head for you today. So if you have any questions, please let me know. And with the podcast, we're moving over to the couch. So please do like, subscribe, and, you know, do all that podcast stuff so that we can see who's listening and how many people are listening. Because that's what it's all about, right? We want to see if anyone's actually listening. Because as I've said many times before, doing a podcast is pretty lonely. So you don't know if people are actually out there. So please leave me some comments, flick me an email if you have any questions. It's info@mgherbs.com.au, and I would love to hear from you. Thanks, and I will see you next time.